What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
What's happening?
I am your host, Angel Akita Moore Tanksley of That Chick Angel TV. Go ahead and tell them who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley of...
you're part of That Chick Angel TV and Tank Talks?
That Chick Angel and Tank Talks, which didn't go up this week because Angel didn't put up, but it, however, is recorded.
I did not know he
Welcome
was done.
Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I didn't know it was done, but I will take blame for it because I could have asked him if it was done, but I was so exhausted from throwing this phenomenal party for
that
my husband.
No excuse. These people ask for Tank Talks. They should get tank talks.
Before we jump into the topic of today, I just want to remind you all that you can follow us on social media. First and foremost, my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, which has the video of this podcast, as well as Twitter. I am Angel the Actress. I'm also that on Instagram. I also have Snapchat, which is, I think, Angel the Actress or That Chick Angel. Facebook, That Chick Angel TV. And I think that's all of them. Whereas my lovely husband...
Y'all can email me on AOL.
Get at him at Slim76 on...
77.
77 on Black Planet.
Yeah.
I'm Angel Akita on Black Planet. I can still log into my Black Planet. So
I haven't tried it.
I can log into my Black Planet in my MySpace. How about that?
Well, I never had a MySpace, so...
Oh, you're so whack.
I went from... What was it, Black Planet to Facebook?
Oh, that was like a 20-year...
Like 3 years ago, I got on Facebook.
That was so like a 20-year gap.
The only reason I got on Facebook because my phone got stolen.
Oh.
I had to retrieve it. That was the best way I could get all my contacts back. But yeah, otherwise, I wouldn't be on there. I'm on... well, apparently, that's kind of going by the wayside is Periscope.
Yes, he's on because you can do Facebook Live now, which I feel like you should try.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I can hear you a lot better than I can hear me.
Because I'm up in the mic and I'm really, you know, enunciating. The mic is at my mouth level. Your mic is lower than your mouth.
This doesn't seem to help either.
It does. Do you need to turn yourself up, sir? See, this is what mic checks are for. This is what you do.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah. You real loud now. You made us both loud.
All right.
So, also, you can hear this podcast. If you're hearing it, you already know where you can hear it at. But if you're watching, you can listen to this podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. So I will leave the links of that below if you are watching on YouTube. So for those of you all who follow me on YouTube, you know that my handsome husband just celebrated another birthday.
Yeah, 28.
If that was your age, I'd be like,
recently,
oh,
even more
heart.
Recently. 35.
He turned 35 years old.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Marcus looks a little more mature than that to some people.
Yeah. A lot of people, I look 43. It's fine.
He's like, I'm okay with that. You look like a good, nice-looking 43-year-old. If you were 43, the type of just problems you would have in life if you looked like this at 43.
Well, hopefully I do when I don't look 53 at 43.
He's like, hopefully it stops right here. I planned him a party. It was going to be a surprise party, but he prefers not to be surprised. So, we did a theme. It was the most interesting man in the world. The whole Dos Equis.
Well, it can't really be a surprise if...
What?
If you ask me my budget.
Well, no, it's surprising. I didn't want him to know what all was going to happen. I'd left one little piece of it as a surprise, and that was there was a cellist that played...
Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm, cause
I've been saying
it
all wrong.
What have you been saying? Celloist?
Yep. To everybody.
They knew what you were talking about, yeah. So that's fine.
Even the Asians at work. I know they were like, this idiot.
Yeah, we had a cellist who played hip-hop. She started off with Gangsta's Paradise, which Marcus is like, why did she start off with that?
Yeah, you got to speed this tempo up.
And I feel bad because I did not give her... All I said was like... He likes Jay-Z, so if you could play some Jay-Z, and I said only hip-hop from the late 90s, early 2000s, and she played only hip-hop from...
Coolio does not land in any of those categories.
What do you mean? That Gangsta's Paradise?
No.
That was late 90s.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. We were in high school. I was in high school.
Oh, you weren't in no high school in the late 90s.
Yes, I was. You are a jerk. Yes, I was. I graduated in 98. That's late 90s. So yeah, she was really nice. It really set the atmosphere, and everybody was dressed very nicely. Only a couple people didn't get the memo, but like 90% of the people were in. Like, the men looked so dapper. Like, every single dude. Looked good,
yeah.
Everybody looked so beautiful.
We showed out.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. What was your favorite part of the night? And if you, like I said, if you watch on my YouTube channel, you can see bits and pieces of the party. But what was your favorite part?
I didn't have a favorite part. It just all kind of flowed together. It wasn't like different. It wasn't different sections of the night. It just started and ended. Once I realized what the cellist was there, she was gonna do her thing. But yeah, the whole thing was nice.
He looked so good. I got him a red jacket that, thank God, fit, because it didn't come in the regular like sizes of 38 long or whatever, and so I had to do either large, extra large, or XXL, and it fit great. It could probably the sleeves can be let down some, but he looked good in his red smoker jacket. He looked really fine. Like, y'all got to go over there and see, or either go on my Instagram, you'll see a picture of him. My hair looked a mess.
Stop it.
I was mad that I didn't shut it down the way I wanted to, but, you know, when you plan, nice. Thank you. But you know, when you plan something and you're doing most of the work, you don't really have time to, like, focus on yourself. And I really wanted to slay a little harder, but, you know, the party was nice. So that was my excuse. But,
yeah. You went in.
Thank you.
It was nice.
Thank you.
Everybody was impressed.
I was happy. I was happy with people's reaction. I was more concerned with his reaction. And Marcus is not like I said, he's not an over expressive person. So, like,
it's not true.
You're not overly expressive.
I'm excited now.
Exactly. he's not overly expressive, so I was like just kind of watching it, but I could tell how he was interacting with people. Well, he was inebriated, but I could tell that he was enjoying the company that he had for the party.
Yeah, something about answering the door with a glass of cognac in a crushed velvet blazer when people show up to your door. It was like red.
You know. He's red, yes. One of the comments on the video that I just posted it tonight said, you look like the black Hugh Hefner.
Hugh ain't got nothing on this right here.
He ain't got nothing on him. So
he's the white Marcus Hanksley. That's what he is.
He's the white tank. What is, as you aged, as we both aged, he's 35, I'm 36. What is your favorite thing?
Don't tell them your real age. I'm just joking.
Because I'm okay with it. I mean, you know what? Sometimes I do get sad knowing that I'm closer to 40 than I am 30. And I'm just like, what is this bull crap? Like, I feel like I'm getting old. I don't feel old, but I'm getting old. And I don't, it's weird. Like, is it something that I can't explain until you experience it? Like, I just wouldn't have thought, obviously, I want to live as long as I can, but I'm just like, I'm watching years just slip away from me, and I'm like, what? I can still remember high school vividly, and to be so far removed from high school blows my mind. But what I was going to ask you is, what is, I guess, your favorite part of getting older? What's the best part about getting older, do you think?
I don't have a favorite part of getting older.
Okay, well, what do you think is like one of the pluses?
I don't feel like I'm getting older until I relax.
Mm-hmm.
When I sit down and relax and just like, you know what, I'm just going to use this time to kick back, not do nothing, just do something I enjoy, or just sit on the couch and take it all in. That's when I'm like, damn, I'm getting old.
What about older. What about the relaxing makes you realize, oh, I'm getting old?
Because I just think about it like, all right, 35.
Oh, it's your mind goes there.
Yeah, my mind goes there. Uh-huh. It's just because I finally free my mind up.
Uh-huh. You know,
think about, you know, I'm that dude that gets up, probably wakes up the neighbors, starting my truck, leaving out for work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I ain't doing is leaving out with a cup of coffee and newspaper. Like,
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's when it all sets in. Favorite part about getting, I don't know. I would say just being able to do what I want, but that ended when Marcus was born.
You still do a lot of what you
do. Yeah, no, I do. I'm just saying, we both used to just be like, let's go do this today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, let's just go to Six Flags, you know, just that type of thing, like spare the moment.
Right.
But yeah, like realizing whatever I want to do, I can just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's definitely something that I have to keep reminding myself when getting older is, like, I, because in my mind I'm still like, Angel, you're young, I still kind of wait to get permission from people to do certain things. And I'm just like, wait a minute, you're grown. Like, there's no one here to give you permission other than yourself. So yeah, that is something that I'm having to constantly remind myself, because I feel like it holds me back from doing things that I could have done a long time ago, just because I don't know. I don't know who I'm waiting to give me permission or who I'm waiting to co-sign, but definitely that is one of the perks of getting older. It's just being like, yeah, no, I'm going to do this is what I'm deciding to do. Yeah. So I'm going to do it.
I feel like I'm still in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe that's what they mean by 30s is the new 20s.
Yeah, I definitely feel like until I go do something that I used to do.
And then your body's like,
it's like I could jump that fence and not touch nothing. Yeah, I might clear it, but landing. Mm-hmm.
That is probably the saddest part of getting older, is when your body reminds you. It don't matter where your brain is. Your body's not there. Like, when I started taking, it's been a minute, so I know my body still wouldn't do well. I started taking a jazz class at a community college to put my school loans into deferment. And my body was like, hold on, chick. I know you used to do dance and you were a dancer, but you are not no longer. I mean, my body eventually remembered a lot of the stuff, and I was a standout in that class. Granted, we were at community college, so it wasn't like these were alpha nearly dancers I was dancing with. But I still was so shocked at how long it took for my body to be like, oh, yes, you can still do a grand plie. Because I thought my knees were going to give out every single time. And that's just so sad.
I don't feel it until I have minimal, like, if I'm just in, like, shorts or something, especially on a hardwood, like a hard surface, like the hardwood floor, and you have to get down on all fours to get something like that rolled up under something and getting back up, that's what I'm like, yep, that's every bit of 30 something right there, mid-30s, that ain't even early, that's mid to late 30s, getting up off something hard, like if I had on shoes or something, it'd be no problem, just get back up, but all that weight on your knees and your toes, when you need, you gotta
But no, dance does it for me every time, because when I see like younger people dancing and then I do the same dance and I still look like somebody's mom when I do it, I'm like, I remember when I used to look like, because when we got married in our 20s, I was that chick. Like, I could still do the moves and be like, yeah, I'm older than these teenagers doing it, but I still looked really good doing it. Now it's laughable when I do stuff. I mean, it might be the extra weight too.
Yeah,
but doesn't
try. I've been two-step for the past 15 years.
You have.
I was like, you know what? Because I'm six. I was 6'5". I'm 6'4". So anytime I do any type of dance, it's like, unless a whole group of people's doing the same thing, it's like, what's he doing? He's doing it right, but he's too long to be doing that.
I remember when he was trying to learn the Dougie, and it wasn't right. And I was just like, and he's so big, so it's like, unless you're about to like be one of them big dudes that's just like killing it.
Yeah, roboting and stuff. Yeah. Nah,
it's just like
straight up two step.
He's like, calm.
Don't nobody two step like me.
He goes straight up into a two step. So smooth. So smooth. So, okay, so looking back on your life, now that you're in your mid 30s, what's one of the things you wish you would have done in your 20s? Then now looking back on it, you're just like, why didn't I do that?
You always hear people say, had I known then what I know now.
right. I mean, really.
No, I definitely would have figured out, well, the little company I got going now, that wasn't on my mind at all.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been thinking about entrepreneurship back then
mm-hmm.
a long time ago, thinking about what I could do, realizing I could do anything I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Instruments. Yeah. I would have definitely started playing an instrument had it crossed my mind. Actually, it did cross my mind. My parents.
Marcus blames so much of his life regrets on his parents. It is sad.
Yeah, it is.
I have to tell him, stop blaming.
Because I bring it up right to their face. Like,
he
you know
does.
What?
He makes him
you
feel
wanna
so
You
want to
know what happened? And where you could have been had you some.
I'd be like, leave them alone. They did the best they could what they knew how to do. So I'm hoping that little Marcus don't turn around and look at us when he's...
He will. Everybody does.
He's like, you know what, woman? I wish I would have lived more like a single person when I was not married.
Yeah.
Meaning, not like, you know, going out on more dates or anything, because that really wasn't my thing. I wasn't a dating type of girl. But there, I didn't realize the real freedom that I had. Like, I wish I would have been traveling more. I wish I would have just really taken the time to utilize all of my freedom. Because now, not to say I'm in bondage, but now I do have other people.
Oh, you in bondage.
Shut up before I choke you. For real. But now that I have a husband, I have a mortgage, I have three kids, possibly a fourth on the way in a year or so.
Stop saying that. Yeah, and they're going to be like, y'all go have it. No.
We don't know.
She don't know.
You don't know either.
No, I know.
Your things are still swimming.
All right. Go to this bathroom, take his razor, and do something regrettable.
And look, make them all come out faster.
Don't come in the bathroom.
So that's what I really wish. I was so marriage-minded that I didn't really give, like, the focus I could have to some of my hobbies, my career, and other things of that nature. So
yeah, I don't. The only thing I wish I was exposed to more, because I definitely would have done all that stuff. Yeah. Like you was, I think you was exposed to it. You were just focused on other things.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean? Like, what parts of that I was exposed to?
Like you moved to California. Your mom was traveling. Like, you already had that independent.
Yeah.
Like, the world is my oyster.
A kind of, sort of.
I didn't have that.
The United States was my oyster, at least.
Well, yeah. See, I didn't have that. It was like Kentucky. Now I realize, God dang, I could have been exposed to so much more.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean by, like, traveling.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I definitely didn't feel like I was tied to any place. I never felt like, oh, Angel, you have to stay in Kentucky. That wasn't. You know, the only thing that would have made me stay in Kentucky was a dude. And there was no dude that was pulling on me like that. And even you, when you did start pulling on me, I realized, oh, no, he's willing to come out here. This could really work. But I wish, like, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before. Like, I wish I would have thought to go ahead and do a tour, a musical tour, when I was young and single. Like, I'm not going to do that now. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. But, like, I look at my girlfriend, Rebecca Covington, who was in the Broadway musical Motown. She did a European tour of, not Ragtime, but it was another, like, black musical. And I'm like, wow, you got to see a whole nother part of the world and got paid to be there. Like, why wasn't I in that mind frame to do that? I mean, she's married now, happily married, so she got to kind of... she got to kind of do both, you know, focus on a career and do all that stuff. And
they both act, so they both travel and stuff too. So they still on the road a lot.
Then she's thinking about, not to put her business out there, but I know she's thinking about when the day comes when she has kids and she knows that part is going to have to stop. So she's trying to figure out what she's going to do then. But yeah, I was already in that mind frame without having those actual responsibilities. And I wish I was always overly responsible and not in the ways that I should have been, I think, in my 20s. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no. I do wish. I think that's why we, sorry for these like fragmented thoughts. I think that's one reason why we made a good pair is because I feel like one of the things that I brought to the table to you was being able to expose you to some things that being that your parents grew up and well, at least your mom grew up in the same place, still goes to the exact same church that she grew up in. So all that familiarity. However you say it, I'm close to saying it right.
Yeah, you close, but you messed up my thoughts, so now I can't even say it.
Sorry, but exposing you to the world outside of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and not to say that some other chick couldn't do that, but I feel like that was one of the things that made us a good pair was it was just like, oh, well, you know what? Come where I am. And it just opened a whole new world of, like you said, possibilities are endless, which is a world that you could have known at a younger age. It just, there was nobody there to present it to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what was your thought?
So you the reason for everything. I'm just
waiting. No, I'm not saying that. But I feel like that was a good pairing for us. Definitely. And you brought the dream that I always wanted, which was I want a husband that is family oriented, that loves the Lord. Like, I got all that stuff where I don't know if I would have gotten that with someone in my field, because they be wilding out here and they don't be straight. So that's also a problem. So
anytime you do a pirouette on stage repeatedly.
What? No, they're straight.
I know there's plenty. We know them.
Yes, yes, but it's you got to really decipher. Yeah. Like, so no, I feel like that was a, you were the thing that I had been looking
is
for.
Is it difficult to be light on your feet and straight? Like,
you're so silly. No, I don't think so. I just don't think that straight boys are, I want to say pushed towards that, but like people don't. When you deal with especially straight black men, people usually go to sports or maybe like engineering, like mechanical science.
That's a legitimate question. I ain't trying to take the.
They don't go to dance. Like, they honestly don't really go to dance. So boys who are considered maybe effeminate or might be possibly gay, they're like, oh, yeah, you can do the arts. Going over there.
Because sports, a lot of guys, like I know, you know, running backs and wide receivers and stuff, a lot of them will take, you know, dance and all of that to get light on their feet. And so it's just kind of a, where's that disconnect? You know, they doing it after the fact, after they already, you know, running there, these 300 and 400 pound guys, they got to learn how to be limber and graceful.
Yeah, it's just, you know, our homophobic world of thinking certain things are for straight guys and certain things are for gay males. So I think that's the reason why a lot of times in...
Well, yes. Yeah, because that ain't true. There's a lot of athletes
that are gay. Yeah. And there are a lot of dancers who are straight. I just think because of especially...
All right, we don't veer way off topic.
I know, but you're the one who brought it that way. You took it there, so don't try to snatch it.
One question.
And then you kept talking about it. Did you
not?
Back
to you getting old.
Did you not? Let me just finish my thought, and then we'll get back to the topic. Okay? All I was going to say is that in our misogynistic society, they put women in the category, straight men in the category, and gay men in the category. And a lot of times, those categories make no sense. As far as getting older, though.
Nasty woman.
What'd you say?
You're such a nasty woman.
Now, one thing I would not want to ever experience again, which makes me grateful for my age, is stupidity.
Yeah, we said it at the same time. Stupidity.
Stupidity. I feel like that is one of the blessings with getting older, is if you're living life right, you get smarter. And I would never want to go back to the stupidity that I had before. Like, I made some really, really dumb mistakes that could have cost me so much more than what they did, praise the Lord, that I would never make now as a 36-year-old woman. It's just not even worth it.
Elaborate.
Elaborate. I just made dumb choices. I did. I made
everybody
some,
does. I mean that's a given.
And like, even okay, so this wasn't so much a dumb choice, but I look back at it and I cringe. I found, as we were moving into this new house, notes I wrote this man when we were dating. I was mortified at what I had been mailing him through the mail. I would, like, I put...
Her nose was wide open.
I put everything out there on the line. Like, everything. Like, I just want to... I love you, and I want to treat you right. And it was just...
I was laughing, showing my boys, look. I was just playing.
He did not do that. I would be mortified. I'd be ready to just vomit right here. But, granted, I meant those names when I wrote them. They were not necessary for me to share with him. I don't know why I gave you that much. It was not necessary. I could have gotten you without all that.
You're so sprung. It's okay.
He must have been sprung too for him to stay around, because I would have been like, look at this crazy girl. Why?
Oh, I was, but at the same time, I was like, eh, she got a little bit to offer.
Shut up. But that's one of the, like, I told Marcus, I said, if we do have a daughter, I'm going to show her this foolishness and be like, don't you ever.
Yeah, she going to know anyway.
What you mean she going to know? Because she your daughter?
Yeah.
Whatever. A girl is Dude's a girl.
Feelings going to be hurt.
A girl is a girl, and if she's got my DNA in her, she's going to be thinking the same stupid stuff mom was thinking. Yeah,
she would know different.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I'm going to tell her.
No game.
I would tell. Oh, so you're saying I didn't know the game you were running on me?
You didn't know all of it. Hey, you were sending notes, wasn't you?
Hey, but I got what I wanted, didn't I?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, look, that's what it's about. It's about getting what you want. Yeah. So, I mean, I might have been dumb. I still hit the finish line, and that's what it was all about. It would only be real stupid if I did all that. We didn't end up together. But, yeah, no, like, that, I feel like, was dumb. What's one of the stupid things?
Once. I did a lot.
I know.
I did typical ignorant boy stuff.
Like what? I'm talking about in your 20s. Oh, excuse me.
20s?
Mm-hmm. Not Let your teenage see. Years.
No, your teenage years is just a goddamn wreck. I've never been arrested.
I know. So. I was about to say. Now,
however, I've done quite a bit to where I should have and could have gotten arrested. Definitely.
Give them a specific.
I can't think of no real specific. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Drinking and driving, like it's.
Oh, that's it's horrible.
Yeah, done it a lot in my 20s. Not drunk. Well, yeah, drunk is drunk. I'm like, ah, I'm buzzing. I'm good. Now it's like that's that maturity thing. It's like, oh, if I know I'll be drinking, I don't drive there.
Well, that's because also Uber has made itself. Well,
even before that, it's like you drive.
And you drive it. You drive the car.
But I don't know. It's a lot. I can't even. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I don't quit jobs. Like,
just I'm done with y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I would never want to go back to the stupidity. That's the biggest thing. I just praise God for wisdom and for allowing me to live long enough to be able to look back and be like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for protecting me from the consequence to that dumb decision that I made. So in the comments below, guys, let us know what you feel like is the best thing about you getting older and or the thing that you would never want to relive from your younger years. Like, and I'm not talking about like bullying. I'm talking about your own actions. Like, what, or maybe one of you all was a bully. You know, one of our friends was a bully.
I know, of course.
So leave that in comments below if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're not, tweet us. Tweet us what that answer is with the hashtag ITGTCAA. So this is week number 3 that we've gotten the podcast up. Now, granted, I've been getting the podcast up on like Thursdays instead of Wednesdays, but you'll get it midweek. Hopefully it'll be on Wednesday this time. It's just we were getting ready for that party, and that was at the time getting the house clean was more important to me. But now that that's done, I can get this. Oh, I can get this podcast done. So my husband is rushing me as if I don't know what time it is. I know what's up. You got anything to say to the family?
Yeah, I have a good one. I'm glad y'all tuned in. Hurry up before I just take his headphones off and walk away.
Just walk away. Shut up. All right, guys. Sorry about the technical difficulties we had last week.
And as well, yeah, sorry about that. I know we have a horrible echo.
Oh, we have a horrible echo. Yeah, and then you can probably hear the Mr. Kai, who did not want to go to sleep, yelling through two doors.
And his voice across the other. Across the rest of the house.
All right, guys. We will talk to you all next week. Make sure you leave your subtopic suggestions in the comments or tweet us those as well. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.